Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum. So welcome to this episode of Lantern. Now we'll listen to today's story. The title of the story is The Beggar King. Let's start. Once a country was ruled by a king who had no son to succeed to the throne. Since the king was getting old, he wanted to select a suitable heir to rule the country. The king sent out notices throughout his country. The notices invited every qualified young man in the country for an interview with the king. The only qualification for the candidate was that they should have immense love for their fellow human beings. Every young man across the country was very excited at the possibilities of being the ruler of the country. A poor young man from a remote village also read the notice and started to prepare for an interview with the king. The man was a kind, hard-working lad, but he was very poor due to various circumstances. The man had no good clothes to be presentable in the sight of the king. So the young man worked really hard and saved some money to buy him proper clothes and supplies to support him for a long journey to the palace. After he got his supplies and a proper attire for the interview, the young man set out on his quest. He traveled many days and hard and had almost completed the journey when he came upon a poor beggar by the side of the road. The poor beggar sat trembling in the cold, covered only in tattered rags. The beggar extended his arms and pleaded for help. His weak voice croaked, "I'm hungry and cold. Please help me, sir." The young man was so moved by the pathetic condition of the beggar that he immediately stripped his new attire and offered it to him. He also provided him with his very limited food he had carried for the journey. The beggar thanked the man immensely. Since the man had given up his good clothes to the beggar, he was a bit hesitant to go for the interview. He, however, gathered enough courage to enter the palace in his old dirty clothes. Upon his arrival at the palace, the king's attendants showed him the way to the great hall. The young man bowed low as the king entered the room. When he raised his eyes, he gasped in astonishment as he noticed that the king looked very similar. The beggar he met on the way. Yeah, the king saw the shock in the man's eye and said, "Yes, I was the beggar you met on your way." "But why did you dress up like a beggar? You are the king." "Well then, why did you do this to me?" the young man stammered after gaining some composure. "Because I had to be sure that you had a good heart and you genuinely love your fellow human beings," said the king. "I knew that if I came to you as king, you would have done anything to impress me. But that way, I would never have known what is truly in your heart. Beggar had nothing to offer you. The generosity and love to the one in need without expecting anything in return is the sign of a great heart. You have proved that you are the right person to be my successor," promised the king. "Kindness is more important than wisdom, and the recognition of this is the beginning of wisdom." Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to talk about the necessity of helping the poor. In the Islamic religion, we find that it's indicated that the rich ought to help the poor. In a piece of divine discourse, that is Hadith Qudsi, divine discourse or divine hadith, it's indicated, "Ya Ahmad, إن محبة لله هي محبة الفقراء والتقرب إليهم. Oh Muhammad, certainly the love of Allah, I mean the love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, finds expression in doing good to the poor. And then the poor have been defined as those people who are not well-to-do people, and they are content with the current situation. I mean, the situation the situation of living in poverty. Yet they do need many other things that the well-to-do families enjoy. At the same time, we find that another characteristic is that those people who are not that much well-versed in Islamic teachings and moral education of the Islamic religion, they may say that the poor's patience against poverty comes from them not believing in whatever has been destined for them, from above or from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people may say that the poor should always complain about their poverty, or the poor or people, those people who've been inflicted with, natural disasters like, for example, flood or other things, are expected to groan about their own situation. To some degree, being not happy with natural disasters or, for example, poverty is quite common to everybody. However, those poor people who are at the same time good believers and practicing believers, they try to be content with the situation on their own side. However, on the other side, the rich of the community, the rich people of the community, are expected to help them to be attentive to the situation and to help them get out of their poverty. This is a communal duty. The duty of the rich in any community to be always thoughtful and cooperative with the poor, such that poverty wouldn't drive the poor to committing, for example, certain crimes like robbery, theft, or, for example, other horrible crimes in order to compensate the poverty. At the same time, it must be indicated that it's indicated in the Holy Quran that the ignorant people may regard the poor as rich because the poor people are not those who will groan, who groan here and there about the poverty. Rather, they try to, the poor try to be content with whatever has been provided for them on the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, we find that whenever the poor receive any help, any financial help, they thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they express the gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for receiving some help. At the same time, another characteristic of the poor is that they wouldn't tell lies in order to deceive other people, help them get out of their poverty. Another characteristic of the poor is that they almost never get angry with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it has been the destiny that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for them. And in many a case, we found that some people used to be good people and cooperative with each other so long as they experienced some sort of poverty. However, as soon as they became rich and they became affluent, they tried to to usurp other people's rights. So we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows better, knows much better than anybody else in the world that who deserves, for example, wealth or not. It doesn't mean that, those people who are well-to-do people or the rich may not commit any crime. However, it must be indicated that, this kind of poverty, is a kind of test on the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for certain people. Thank you.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi taqma'innul qulub.